This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. As violence gripped Bangladesh amid ongoing student protests, several reports indicated today that Sheikh Hasina has resigned as the country's prime minister and left the country in a military helicopter. Army Chief General Waqar-ul-Zaman today announced that an interim government will be formed to run the country. Bangladeshi media reported that PM Hasina left for a safer place after hundreds of protesters stormed Gonabhavan, the official residence of the Prime Minister in Dhaka. In a televised address to the nation, Bangladesh Army Chief General Waqar-ul-Zaman urged the countrymen to remain patient and maintain peace. Around 100 people were killed and over 1,000 injured in the clashes that took place between the police and protesters on Sunday. The students had been protesting against a 30% reservation in government jobs for relatives of freedom fighters who wrested independence for Bangladesh from Pakistan in 1971. Protesters argue that this system is discriminatory and favors supporters of Prime Minister Hasina's Awami League party. They advocate for a merit-based system to replace the existing quota. President Draupadi Murmu arrived in Nadi, the Republic of Fiji, today on a two-day official visit, marking the first ever trip by the President of India to Fiji. She was received by William Gavoka, Deputy Prime Minister of Fiji, and P.S. Karthikeyan, High Commissioner of India to Fiji. President Draupadi Murmu will participate in official engagements in Suva and Nadi tomorrow and day after. President Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with the President of Fiji, William Katonivere, and Prime Minister Sitiveni Rabuka. The President will address the Fijian Parliament and hold a community reception. The visit aims to bolster the historic ties India shares with the island nation. President Murmu will visit New Zealand on the 8th and 9th August on the second leg of her tour. And on the last leg of the tour, President Murmu will visit Timor-Leste on the 10th of August. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed joy that India's electronic exports are now among the top three exports in the country. Citing a social media post by Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, Mr. Modi said, India's prowess in electronics is powered by the country's innovative Yuva Shakti. He said, India remains committed to continuing this momentum in the times to come. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government will keep working for the people of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh and fulfill their aspirations in the coming times. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, today on 5th August, the Parliament had decided to abrogate Articles 370 and 35A, which was a watershed moment in the nation's history. He said it was the start of a new era of progress and prosperity in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. BJP President JP Nadda today said that Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh has witnessed transformational growth and progress since the abrogation of Article 370 and 35A. India will host its first multinational air exercise, Tarang Shakti 2024, from tomorrow in Sular, Tamil Nadu. In the exercise, nearly 30 countries will participate, and out of 30, 10 countries will join the exercise with their fighter aircraft. The exercise is being conducted in two phases, which aims to showcase India's defense prowess and provide a platform for participating militaries to foster interoperability. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Vice Chief of the Air Staff, Air Marshal A.P. Singh informed that the first phase is to be held in Sular, Tamil Nadu from tomorrow to 14th August and the second phase in Jodhpur, Rajasthan from 29th August to the 14th September. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavya and Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia today jointly released commemorative postage stamps celebrating the 33rd Olympics Paris 2024 in New Delhi. And at Paris Olympics and table tennis team event, Indian women including Manika Batra, Srija Akula and Archana Kamath beat the Romanian team by 3-2 in the pre-quarterfinal match. With this win, they have qualified for the quarterfinal. Now the focus is on shuttler Lakshya Sen, who is taking on Malaysia's Zijia Li in the bronze medal match of the men's singles event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.